But thank you very much for the opportunity to be here today. I appreciate the work of this historic club. All of you are community leaders and servants, and it's also a delight to be in this incredible historic room as well. Last Thursday morning on I-69, a tank truck burst into flames. It created a tower of fire so high that it lit the overpass above it, a cell tower thousands of feet in the air, billboards on either side, and the poor gentleman riding behind that tank truck was engulfed in that inferno and was taken to Wishart Health Services Burn Center, the largest burn center in Indiana and the only one in central Indiana. Also last Thursday night, about 12 hours later, the main steam pipe that provides heat and hot water to Wishart Hospital unexpectedly burst, causing us to have to cancel all 15 surgeries scheduled for that day. Now, fortunately, it was a 65 degrees day outside. Had that happened in the dead of winter, we would have had to evacuate the hospital. Just a few months ago, Indianapolis police officer Jason Fishburne was chasing a fleeing felon over here in Irvington. Officer Fishburne came around a blind corner. Waiting for him was that felon with his gun drawn, who pulled the trigger and shot Officer Fishburne in the chest. Now, Officer Fishburne was wearing a bulletproof vest, and Officer Fishburne went down. And then that felon bent down, put his gun against Officer Fishburne's temple, pulled the trigger, and put a bullet through his brain. Now, the Wishart EMTs arrived on the scene within minutes. They were friends of Officer Fishburne. They worked with him every day. They had been fishing with him just the weekend before. They stabilized, and they brought him to the Wishart Level 1 Trauma Center. Within minutes, Officer Fishburne was in the operating rooms where the IU School of Medicine neurosurgeons and trauma surgeons were waiting for him. Those surgeons drilled a hole through his brain, removed a portion of his cranium, picked out the bullet fragments, reconnected neurotissue, reduced the swelling, and 3 weeks later, Officer Fishburne walked out of Wishart Hospital and is back on the force today and has asked us to be the chair of Citizens for Wishart. And what is perhaps the strangest irony, next Tuesday, November 3rd, the day of this referendum, is the opening day of the trial for the person accused of shooting Officer Fishburne. Now, I mention this because Wishart has been in this community for 150 years. Our mission is to provide care to the indigent, to underserved, to provide highly specialized trauma care and burn care, to be a venue for teaching and research and education. And we'd like to think that we've done that pretty well with the enormous support of so many. But right now, all of that is at risk because we are in aging and crumbling buildings that are beyond the point that they can be repaired. And so we have proposed to build a new Wishart to replace those old buildings. Here we are right now. In fact, I brought this. I know that the light is dark. But this is Wishart right here. Wishart consists of 17 different buildings, no two of which have the same floor height. The oldest building of which we're providing care, it's true. It's like a skateboarding ramp when you go in there. You can go up and down each time you move. This building right here was built in 1914. That's the oldest building there. We provide care in that building. This building right here was built in the early 20s. That's where our outpatient surgeries are provided. This is where our main operating rooms are in this building, which was built in the early 1940s. And our major mechanical and electrical systems are failing right now. They're failing on a daily basis. And what our professionals have advised us is those systems will fail completely and inevitably. And when they happen, because our buildings are so old, we lack the interstitial space to replace those systems with modern mechanical and electrical systems. And that is why We do not have the choice of merely continuing to renovate, and we have proposed to build a new Wishart Hospital, and we can do it right now without any increase in any kinds of taxes whatsoever. And here's how much this is going to cost, and here's how much we're going to pay for it. My guess is we're going to get some more questions about that in a couple minutes. But let me just give you the outlines, and then we'll go into it more detail. The project is about $754 million. We have already put aside in cash $150 million that we will use as a down payment. In other words, a 20% down payment. In fact, I'd like to suggest that there has never been a public project in the history of this city where we have saved already $150 million in cash, 20% down. And then we will issue general obligation bonds. We'll issue the smallest number, the smallest amount that we can possibly issue. It'll probably be about $604, $605 million. We have the opportunity right now to issue something called Build America bonds, which are part of the federal economic stimulus package. They're these special below-interest rate bonds. Right now, they're running at 3.91%. If you can believe it, any bankers in the room, they're running at 3.91%. It's incredible. So the debt service will be about $38 million a year. We have more than enough revenues to cover that $38 million a year. In fact, that consists of 4.25% of our total budget. The Wishart budget in 2010 is $894 million. $38 million a year is 4.25% of that budget. And so we have the ability to do this right now as a community. But we need to seek the permission of the community, and that's what happens next Tuesday at the referendum. Now, I want to be honest, state law prohibits me from, on company time, which I am right now, from encouraging people to vote one way or the other, and so I will not do that. That would be wrong. But there is an election, and the only way this project can be done is if a majority of the voters of Marion County give us the permission to do this. Now, we have a speakers bureau, and we've now conducted over 200 community meetings, public hearings, small group meetings, interviews with the media, and it's been an incredible, incredible project, and we've been asked incredibly difficult questions, really hard questions, always in good cheer. Well, that's a lie. They're not always in good cheer. Some of them have not been. But we've asked wonderful questions. And here, let me tell you the result of that. And that is this incredibly overwhelming, deep and broad support for the community for this project. So, for example, the five living mayors of Indianapolis all are endorsing this project. Mayor Ballard, Peterson, Lugar, Hudnut, and Goldsmith all are in favor of this. The Greater Indianapolis Progress Committee, the State Chamber of Commerce, the Indianapolis Chamber of Commerce, the police chief, the fire chief, the prosecutor Carl Brizzi, Scott Newman, a broad alliance of the faith-based community. It's just been this incredible, overwhelming degree of support for this project, and it has amazed us and overwhelmed us. Now, they've only given me, how much time do I have? I'm going to take one more minute, which is this. Let me tell you the most common question that we've been asked as we've done these 200 presentations, and that is this. Why would we do this project now, when the economy is bad, when people are uncertain about their future, when their stock portfolios are low? It's a big project, an expensive project. Why would you do it now? And the answer to that is there is no better time than right now. That right now, interest rates are at historic lows. We have the ability to use these Build America bonds where the federal government will be giving us $120 million to help us with this. Commodities prices are low. Service fees are low. Wage rates are low. And right now is when the community needs the jobs. At the height of this construction project, we'll be employing about 4,400 people on that job site. And over the whole life of the project, we'll need about 13,000 different individuals. And these, of course, are good-paying jobs. So this project will never be less expensive than right now. It'll never be cost-effective. In fact, if we were to wait until the economy improves and interest rates were to return to their historic norms, this project would cost $360 million more than it costs today. So now is the absolute perfect time to do something that I believe this community can be enormously proud of. that Indianapolis is rightly proud of having a Wishart Hospital. The fact that we have had a Wishart Hospital for 150 years says something, I believe, about the morality, the goodness, the decency, the compassion, the kindness, the humanity of our city. And I am highly optimistic that Wishart will be here for the next 150 years as well. But that will only happen if there's a certain result that I cannot discuss one way or the other next Tuesday. So with that, I would love to entertain the questions of our good panel.